With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Despite promised tax relief, polling shows most Americans think they're overpaying. Lisa Dwyer reports.
Tax refunds are up this season, but according to a Fox News poll, about 7 in 10 registered voters still say their taxes are too high. That's up from about 6 in 10 last year. Even with the expectation that many households will see more income from the Republicans' tax legislation, the Congressional Budget Office estimates that that legislation will ultimately largely benefit the richest Americans. Polling shows that many Americans may not be feeling those benefits, with their tax refunds being eaten up by higher prices as the U.S. experiences a spike in inflation. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The announced resignation of two members of Congress this week could affect the balance of power in the House of Representatives.
California Democrat Eric Swalwell said he will leave Congress after facing sexual misconduct allegations. And a short time later on Monday evening, Republican Tony Gonzalez of Texas announced his retirement after recently admitting to an affair with a staff member who later died by suicide. Given the razor-thin GOP majority in the House, the timing of the Swalwell and Gonzalez departures and who wins the special elections could shift the balance of power. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Walt Disney Company has begun layoffs, expected to lead to 1,000 job cuts across the country. Josh DeMaro on Tuesday announced broader layoffs following a move in January to consolidate Disney's marketing division. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 317 points, the NASDAQ rose 455, the S&P 500 advanced 81 degrees. This is SRN News. The Grahams have some traveling in their future.
Franklin is scheduled to preach the gospel on May 30th and 31st at the Festival de Esperanza in Madrid, an event being organized by Spanish churches and to include performances by Michael W. Smith and other contemporary Christian music stars. Meanwhile, his son Will Graham is slated to preach May 4th and 5th in Shikoku, Japan. The younger Graham says, quote, "God is doing something wonderful in Japan. I believe God's heart is for the next generation of Japanese that will choose to follow him and lead others to him." Michael Harrington reporting.
Christians are using their spiritual gifts to help others. The latest survey from Lifeway Research finds that 68% of Protestant churchgoers say they make it a point to try and use their gifts to serve God and the people around them. That's up sharply from 2012, when less than 60% of respondents said so. This is SRN News. A Tesla executive expects the company's Shanghai factory to help pave the way for mass production of humanoid robots.
The comments by a Tesla vice president in Shanghai come as the U.S. electric vehicle giant pivots to robotics. While the Shanghai facilities are expected to play a key role as Tesla enters the era of robots, there are no specifics. Tesla CEO Elon Musk is urging a focus on AI and robotics and a reduced concentration on car sales. Tesla earlier decided to convert a California factory to produce its Optimus robots. Rich Thomason reporting.
7-Eleven expects to close hundreds of its convenience stores this year. According to earnings filings published last week, 7-Eleven's North American operator plans to close 645 stores in the 2026 fiscal year. More details at srnnews.com.